William Morrow and Harper Audio present Scandalous Women, a novel of Jackie Collins and Jacqueline Suzanne by Jill Paul. Performed by Lisa Flanagan. For all my scandalous women friends, with thanks for the inspiration. Compared to Jacqueline Suzanne, Harold Robbins writes like Proust, for the reader who has put away comic books but isn't yet ready for editorials in the Daily News. Valley of the Dolls may bridge an awkward gap. Gloria Steinem, New York Herald Tribune, April 1966. Oh, Miss Collins, your books are filthy and disgusting, and you are responsible for all the perverts in England. Barbara Cartland, Wogan, 1987. Prologue. The Bookshelf, 1975. 5, 4, 3, the floor manager counted down. The host, Barbara Walters, smiled directly at camera 2 and waited till a red light flashed on before speaking. Good evening. Tonight we're going to discuss women who write sexy books, a subject that divides opinion across the literary world like no other, she read from a teleprompter. Authors such as Jacqueline Suzanne and Jackie Collins sell millions of copies, but attract unprecedented vitriol from the critics. Here to discuss this are the feminist publisher Nancy White and the journalist and author Truman Capote, a longtime adversary of Miss Suzanne's. She turned to Nancy. Do you agree with the criticism that these books demean literature and should be placed on the pornography shelves rather than alongside the greats? Nancy took a deep breath before she answered. Jacqueline Suzanne's and Jackie Collins's novels tell great stories, and that's why readers love them. Yes, they include some sex scenes because sex is part of life, but they are never gratuitous. I think we should be celebrating both of these authors as visionaries. Their books may get scathing reviews, but they have introduced the reading habit to millions of men and women who hadn't previously enjoyed reading. Their stories empower women, and in my opinion, these authors should be hailed as feminist heroes. Truman Capote had been shaking his head as she spoke, and now he harumphed. What utter baloney. These women are cynical creations of a greedy publishing industry, and I'm offended that they dare to call their works novels. They're single-handedly knocking down the temple of literature and turning it into a house of ill repute. Nancy started to reply, but he spoke over her in his strange, high-pitched southern drawl. It's well known that Jacqueline Suzanne didn't write her own books. Everything about her is fake, from the wigs to the eyelashes, the teeth, and probably the... He clapped his hands over his chest. While Jackie Collins, let's just say that doesn't look like the nose she was born with. Nancy was bemused. Why do discussions of women's writing so quickly descend into critiques of their appearance? Should women who write novels not try to look good? I can't speak with authority on Jacqueline Suzanne's teeth or Jackie Collins's nose, but I can tell you for a fact that they both wrote their own books because I worked on both of their first novels. While they were tightened up during the editorial process, as most books are, the stories and characters were theirs alone. Yet Jacqueline Suzanne's publisher admitted to a McCall's Magazine journalist that they virtually wrote Valley of the Dolls for her. Truman cocked his head to one side and gave Nancy a malicious smile. That's not what he said at all, Nancy replied. But I'm curious, Mr. Capote, because elsewhere I have seen you quoted as saying about Valley of the Dolls, that's not writing, it's typing. Yet now you claim the publishers wrote the book for her. Your position seems...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?